Okay, so the sheets have two on each side. It's a little bit on the small side. I apologize, but we were in the tree saving mode, so it's kind of that way. And
certainly true.
What? Certainly true. But yeah, so we want to. Okay, the shtickle is a shtickle in the it's in Siva Soilom, in Siva Tshuva. It's towards the end of the first Perik. It's going on Chazal, and I want to stick to the main point, so I'm going to skip a little bit around. Tov Samachay is the first Amid, if whichever side of the page you'll see Tov Samachay. A famous Medrash on the right hand column, third paragraph down. Ubemedrish, Shaul le Chachma choyti ma einshei. They asked Chachma what should happen to a choyte. Omra chatorim tirevra. Shaul le nevua choyti ma einshei. Omra nefesh achoytas hitomus. Shaul le teira choyti ma einshei ma yogash viskape. Shaul le akarishbrochu choyti ma einshei. Omra yasichu viskape. Audich siv toiv yash Hashem ke yorim chatorim darach. Lomu toiv shoshu yashu, lomu yashu shoshu toiv adkan. This is a very famous Chazal, a Medrash, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked different Ruchnis to get Kolchos, and this is the answer came up with. So first, Chazal here, I mean, if somebody wants to take it at its simplest level, at its lowest common denominator. So it means take a look what kind of chesed it is that everybody said it's not good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do tshuva. But that's not what it says. We have a sefer that's called the Sefer Chachma, and the sefer says Chatorim to the Fruot, so it's Mishlei. So that exists today also. Mishlei exists. It's not just the mice that happened, and look at it like, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this malach should create man, that malach, this malach, that malach, and then he created. It says he has Chachma, and Chachma exists. Mishlei is here. Sholo nevu choyte ma'anshei, omra nefesh achoytasi tomus. So we have a Yecheskel, and that's what Yecheskel says. Sholo teira choyte ma'anshei, yov yashav iskape. We have a Chumash Vayikra. We have Karbonis Chatos in Hashemus. Sholo kashbroch choyte ma'anshei, omra yasit shuv iskape, odech siv toiv yash Hashem ke yor chatoim baderech. So all of these four angles coexist. In other words, when a person deals with chatoyim, so there are many dimensions to what a chet is, many dimensions to what's happened, and it's important to understand it from all tzadim what it is, and then we can get an understanding of the yinuk chesed shaboy. So, by Medrash Hazeh, Bo Levaya, Ki im she'emes hu she'mitzad ha'seichen roi she'el choyti tshuva, mekom ke'esh adam tshuva v'afkin falsi b'neinu. So, the first thing it's telling us is that chet does not really allow for, the chet does not allow for tshuva. And it has no mahalach in seichel. I'm going to skip now and to the left-hand side, because he goes off on a bit of a tangent, and I want to keep the flow. On the left-hand column, v'amar, shalu lechochma choyte ma'anshei, v'yishiva chatorim tirefra, v'ze kachetu chisorim ba'olam, v'en roi shenimtza chisorim ba'olam, olekach tiref oisa marol avidu min ha'olam. So the first thing is chachma means something that's in the system. Whenever we have a closed system, chachma applies. Lamashal, let's take a very simple example. Science deals with a group of knowns that operate on their own in that closed bubble. It doesn't allow for a gremlin or an elf or something rather to come in from the outside and do something. Chachma doesn't have, Chachma requires a closed system. This is the whole set, what they call the universe set. This is the whole set of things. And these are the things that, these are the rules for the game, and this is how it happens. And that's it. There's no way to get around it, or else it stops being chachma. Then it's, chachma requires that everything is a metzius, and it is what it is, and how it is. So if a person does anything wrong, lamashal, let's say somebody's mother keeps hounding him on that he's smoking, and she tells him how much agmas nefesh he has that he smokes, how much agmas nefesh, how much nefesh. And 20 years later, he decides to stop smoking and asks his mother mechila. She's meichel b'leiv shalom. Whatever damage he did to his lungs is there. There are no reversals, really, in our world. There is one mahalach of refuah, which it says is analogous to tshuva, but mitzad the world, whatever is gone is gone. You can if a rock dissolved, you can put together a new rock, but you can't have the old rock reconstituted. So it's not called reconstituting. Living things are slightly different, and we'll see about that. But Al Kopanim, Chachma says that everything is a one-way street. Is something, and again, like we know in Chachma Sateva, things that are destroyed don't come back again. You can build again, but it's a one-way street. So we live, one strata of what we live in is the world of Metzias, Chachma, and anything, and that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Chatoyim, Tirdoif Ra, means the Chet itself is bad. So if we to ask ourselves from the perspective of the world of Metzias, what does an Averi do to you? It's destructive. It may not be physically destructive, but it's emotionally destructive, it's rochnistic destructive, and in as much as our attitude is teva, metzias, that's it, it's finished. There is no mahalach. Then he says, but he says, umikomokoi eina chachma oimeres haneshotas tomus, kinim tzaboilum ara gamkein. So the word tomus means that Misa is applied to it. When something disintegrates from because it's been corrupted, it's a process. So I've been keeping my metal things out in the rain, so it'll rust away. It doesn't instantly disappear. So the right understanding of what chet is from the point of view of chachma is chatoyim tirlef ra, an understanding that chet itself is destructive. And b'meila, it's not a gzar din of misa, it's be'etzem. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that if you eat chaza, you're going to get punished. Chaza corrodes your neshama in a way that you don't have a tikkun. That is why chachma says tirlef ra, and it does not say tomus. Avol hanivua shimin Hashem yisbarach ve'ein davarai yorid milamayla lekach hanivua aymeres hanefesh achoytas tomus shle nimtza achoyte shurak moshim tzura lemala. Nivua says, nivua is worse. Nivua comes out much harder than chachma. And the reason is because nivua takes the understanding that the world has a balabas, and a balabas that's in charge of it. So let's go back and give a mashal. Imagine we're a factory, and we're manufacturing kelim, different kelim. And one kli comes out, I'm making soup plates, and one kli comes out, and it's got a crack. So a soup plate with a crack, you'll use it once, twice, the third time, it'll split wide open, and you'll have soup all over the place. That's the natural process of a soup plate that has a crack in it. If a balabas is manufacturing, if somebody's manufacturing these plates, he takes one look, quality control, and he takes a hammer, smashes it, and throws it in a garbage can. Today, maybe put a label made in China on it, but the difference is because I don't want pogumim. So mitzad the tev of the thing itself that's pogum, it's a process. Mitzad the fact that there's a balabas and somebody that's kaveya, what it's there for, that eliminates it. So mitzad the Ribbono Shalom, there is going to be a mahalach, it is going to be misa. The gzar din of misa is because the world should be a world that's perfect, that's toiv, and anything that's not toiv is removed from the world. So we have two mahalchim and chet. One is mitzad the chet itself, that it's chisarn. One is mitzad the baal ha'olam, that doesn't want things that are not perfect in the world, that are corrupted. And that's gzar din of misa. So we'll see soon, there's two paths. So we have Chachma and Nevua, one mitzad de Metzias, one mitzad de Ribbono Shelam. And each one of these has no hope whatsoever. So at this level, there's no hope. Not mitzad Chachma, not mitzad Nevua. The Amar. Shalu le Teire choytima oinshoi. Va Teire shi tikun ha'odam. She kol ha'teire tikun ha'odam. Ve gam bezer. Atoyre tikkun adam, ulekach atoyre meres yav osher v'yiskaper, shezet tikkun shel achoyte. So the third darga is Torah, and Torah, he says, is something which is tikkun adam, and therefore it brings the osher. So he's not saying this, but I think it's parallel. We need to look at both of them. Chochma is mitzad the bria. Nevu is inside Ribbono Shalom. Torah is in a way mitzad de bria. It's parallel to Chachma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is parallel to Nevu. These are two parallel mahalchim. The first level of these two mahalchim are no hope. The second one, there is hope, but through different ifanim. The first thing it says, Torah is tikkun adam. V'gam b'zeh Torah tikkun adam. Kach ha-Torah mes yov asher v'yiskapet. So I want to understand a little bit this mahalach of tikkun through Torah. I mean, l'chur, the taina is a good taina. This is something that's broken, and it should have no metzias. How does Torah come in? There's a the Akeda on this week's Sedra has an Amrichas with the following Ha'ara. He says, you know, Hazinu is kind of a all these parashas need some vayela, chazinu. Basically, everything is going to be messed up. And then you do tshuva and so on and so forth. He says, if you take a look, all of Torah is a story of things getting messed up. If you ask yourself, what's the klal kula of Torah? People messed up, and HaKadosh Baruch gave another chance. What?
Plan A, plan B.
Yeah, but that's a constant. So he asks, Mimma nefshach, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what it's going to be, it's a chisaron HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and he created a world that's limped so badly, then what did he do? He said damn it if you do, damn it if you don't. Either way, you're having a chisar. So the Akeda is masbir the following. And again, this is like most Akeda's things, it's really a yisoid understanding. That's some kolotari kulo. He says the tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to develop man to be the person he can be. The process of failing and coming round again is part of the process of developing to be the person you ought to be. Lamashal, and let's give an example. Let's give a similar example. Chinuch. The first time a person teaches, he comes to class and he works with a boy, and then the boy does something, you know, he thinks he's done an amazing job, and then the boy does something stupid, something crazy, whatever it is, and he feels he's a failure, the boy's a failure, he's a failure, so on and so forth. Somebody who's a seasoned Mechanech says, you know, it probably in the times he's in high school, there will be X amount of parshas, X amount of issues, and by the time this will have changed, that will have changed, and so on. He understands that going, perfecting, is a process that includes failing as well. Torah is the chachma, but it's chachma of tikkun ha'adam. So just like the Moshe Chazal say that there's certain types of vegetable that you have to cook seven times, redo. This is also like that. Adam, the physical things in the world, you know, if they fail. A person, his mitzias is that if he's in the mahalach that Torah gives, it's called tikkun ha'adam. It means the assumption is if the tachlis of the world, the Akedah has another piece somewhere where he asks, who is Cheshiva? A person who has no inclination to do bad, never done bad, is like Mr. Perfect, or someone who's done bad or has an inclination to do bad and he overcomes it. So he says, Aristotle says the first, the person who's perfect. That's because he says he doesn't have the hashkafa that we have. If the Bria is a static place and things are analyzed for what they are, then he's right. A person who doesn't want to do bad is perfect. But if the understanding is that the Bria is a place of tikkun, where things that seem to be not good develop and they become good, then it's something that's a mahalach of toiv. We can even take a look. Let's take something simple. A child is born. At some point, they grow teeth. Then they begin to lose the teeth. And so some people say, well, you know, he look at it at the age of, I'm ashamed to say, I'm not sure what age, eight. Eight probably is a good age to when you lose teeth. He's losing his teeth. What's going to be? The teretz is because he's going to get bigger teeth. If the world is a world of perfection, then any imperfection is doomed. Because the world is a world of tikkun, then it means that there's a track. Everything that's bad is there as a plan, like I said, a plan B, a plan C, and so on. And as far as that speak about Bechira and Yediyah, the one of the reconciliations of the two ideas is along the same mahalach. The end point is fixed. Where the Bria will end up in Achas HaYomim is fixed. How we get there is a choice. We can go straight or we can spend millennia recalculating. But tachlis, we're going to get there. No matter where we recalculate from, we're going to get there. So Torah le'umas, it's a whole different, it's chachma, but chachma coming from the top down, from the bottom up. Just like we explained the difference between, you know, Balabas saying, I get rid of this kli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this, the world of Adam, in a way that Adam fixed himself. Once again, if you look at living things have the incredible ability to heal themselves, which is something that is on you with the doctor's help, of course. But tachlis, in an inanimate thing, there's no such thing. There's no tikkun. And even it's an amazing thing, even the person's DNA, if there are mishaps, there's a mahalach of tikkun. It's incredible. It's a super system that allows for it. And this is what Chazal say, that Doyle Tshuvah revealed the Refuah. It's this mahalach. So the mahalach of Torah means there's a mahalach, it's a mahalach in the Bria of tikkun, as opposed to chachma, which says yamas. Okay, finally. Avol, Hashem Yisbaruch Oyme Sheyase Tshuvah. Finally, Hashem says, just do tshuva. So this is the hardest one. In other words, here is so we finished with the two lower ones that just were Geiza, Misa, and Kloya. We have Torah Kineged Chet, which allows for Tikkun, and we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kineged Nevuah as opposed to Nevuah, which allows for Tshuva versus Gzar Din HaMisa. That's the biggest chiddush. That's why I understand why. So he says over here the key to that type, the key to the side of tshuva lies in the fact that the person has a lev nishba v'nitker. He brings a chazal, medrash. Zivcha lekim ruach nishbara, amem b'shem alevi, kam gdolim nimuchei ruach. It's a mamut top samach vav on the right hand side. A person who's humble, malava kosikul hikir kola karbonish, tem zifal kim ruach nishbara. Ain't philosophy, and brings a few chazal about how wonderful a person does tshuva. Next paragraph. Upirise, kimisha isha leiv nishba vinidge. A broken heart, a broken person is like he brings a carbon. So he says that in a certain sense, it's kind of explaining. Torah said, bring a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you humble yourself, If you're broken because of chet, that means you're doing tshuva. That's something that is going to that's tshuva, and I'm a kabbal without anything. Why? Well, what is that process? So let's first speak out something, then we'll see the final thing that I want to see. What?
It's not a mahalach of Thomas.
But for a different reason. Let's understand the I'll get to it. First of all, I guess on a simpler level, the Maral speaks in Derech Chaim. He says on the Mishnah of, so he says it doesn't make any sense. Yes, you're going to have to give the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yours ha'oinish, yours whatever it is. Okay, we get that. But someone's going to come and tell me, life goes by and that's it. So that's more reason I should enjoy that various while I'm at it. I think I once told somebody I was once on a plane coming back from Eretz Yisrael, not one, on many times, but once when I was on a plane coming back from Eretz Yisrael, so the matzav was we were three people on two seats. It was my wife, me, and a hefty Latino from I don't know where over here. And so what was my coping mechanism? I looked at my watch. I said, it's 12 o'clock at night. When the clock strikes 12 again, Bezos Hashem, we're going to be unloaded someplace and we'll be back. This fellow calls the stewardess and he says, here's a credit card. It's unlimited. Find me a seat, even if it's first class, and it's good to go. So she ran off to find him a seat. And I was mispal that he should find a seat. I didn't have that type of credit card. And so he was a little bit apologetic. Turns to me and says, whatever you don't enjoy, you'll never have. So you just got to enjoy whatever you can. And I was saying, we both had a chesm. My chesm was, life's, it's coming to an end soon, and that's it. His chesm was, imloy achshav emosai, in hinein ha'halachlomos. The same in ha'halachlomos. So the moral is, so where's that? Somebody has a taiva. And I come and tell the person, da'am ayin basa, you're nothing, you came from no place. Say that. No problem, but I want the chazah. You're going to die someday. B'seder, so that's why I want it. Where's the cheshbon? It also says an extraordinary havana in people. What determines if a person is in the listening mood or not? What determines a person knows what's right, what's wrong? So sometimes there's a very powerful taiva, but there's another factor. When people feel smug and arrogant and full of themselves, they don't take advice easily. So I'm not supposed to do it, but down deep, I feel I can do what I want to do. So it's a mode of a person. That's why people, you see it, people who have that type of sense, it's just a question what issue they're going to have. Because they don't have, they know there are red lines there, but the reason that a person, the attitude that I need to, that a red line is a stop sign, doesn't exist. I don't stop. I do what I want to do. So if a person, and that's what, when a person is broken, ha-ra'isa by achav ki-nichna lefanai, when a person is broken, when a person has a certain sense of yisurim, hachna, whatever it is, people are in a very different mood. They all of a sudden accept and understand. It's much deeper than a particular taiva. We're not talking about the taiva is insurmountable, as much as my attitude is, you know, I have my own rules, I have my own regulations. Somebody once told one of the people in the hallway in Shiva, this person at Beshaita was extremely arrogant, extremely full of self. And he said, rules are made for the Hamoinam. And the person answered to him, yeah, and jail is made for people like you. Unfortunately, his bracha was in sky. That's the attitude. So b'meila shviras, so the first understanding of where shviras alev and achna comes into tshuva is this nekuda. But there's a deeper nekuda, and we'll see this piece. On the left-hand side, Tav Samachva. V'omer of Ada. Kol she posel bebehema kosher ba'adam pirush ke behema posel psul shela kashesh mum begufa. So in a behema, if there's a mum in the behema, it's posel in a behema for carbon, and in an adam a shvira is kosher. Kashesh mum beguf neish a mum utchilas ivur a guf kasher nevad hu choyz la'afa ve nekav shem esparach. Aval ba'adam. Kasher ruchen ish borem nechetoi, so he's closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umashe omar ki kli tashmisha Hashem yisbar kelim shvurim. So he says because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants another, and he brings here a mashal, like somebody who went. The last paragraph. He brings a mashal. Somebody was supposed to watch a kli for the king, but kli nishba from its style zememus hamelach. Vla yoda mayase lekach. Lekach ushel chacham echt mayase. The chacham said you can't give the kli back to the king. Tough luck. A broken kli is not the kavodai. Someone else says he has a different uman. I'm speeding it out loud. He said they can fix it. The uman says you can fix it. But it's very hard because it's not easy to fix all. He asked the somebody who was like the gabbai of the king, and so on. Then he asked the king himself, and the king said, "Bekli shavar ni mishtamish boy, for rishonim shol omel chakach ibnei kvoidi asu loy mitzar hanagosi avla ni mishtamish boy kach." That's a marshal that he brings. I won't explain it, and we'll understand it. Every kli has in itself two facets. It's the chitzoni sheboy. In halach, in tumah, you have the outside, the achayrav, and you have the toichay, the inside of kli and the outside. Kalim that are made of metal, the outside is where tumah is. It's mekabel tumah. Kalim that are made of cheres. The inside is mekabel tumah, because a kli has two functions. One is I put a kli down, it's nice, it's pretty, it's mechubadik, or not nice, but that's what it is. But the kli, when I want to drink out of it, the question is just how many ounces does it hold? And the bigger the indentation of in the kli is, the more it holds. In other words, the kli kibble, there's a remez to that. The Gemara says that wine, the famous Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua and the daughter of the princess, and what?
Machanisa, right?
Machanisa. And she asked him why so ugly, and he said, well, let me ask you, what kind of kalim does the king keep the wine in? And she said, cheres. He said, the king should keep it in silver and gold. She poured in silver and gold. Guess what? He lost his wine collection, and she learned a lesson. And the and then she said to him, but some people are good looking and they know how to learn. Said, no, learn more if they wouldn't be, whatever. So the point of it is, in mitzad kli kibul, the simpler, the more self-effacing, the more ayin, the more non-existence of the kli, the more it's a kli kibul. The more the kli has its own prominence, and the more metal is in it, the less kli kibul it is, if it's filled with the metal and so on. So everyone until the king was looking at the kelim mitzad the outside, and mitzad its shaychus for a king. Is this befitting for a king? And the answer was no. The king says, I'm the one who has to drink out of it. Chalap in me, the mitzias of the kli is what I drink from. And the more of a kli kibble it is, the less kli there is. And the more there's emptiness there, readiness to mekabel, that's more suitable for me. So a person who is chashuv and sees himself as chashuv, and that's how he's toifes himself. So that person has less of he's less open to Ribbono Shel'olam. I am who I am. Of course, I need Sefer Rishmaya, and of course, all comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on and so forth. But I don't deher my mechus as being a kli kibul. The person who is broken, the person who dehers all he is kuloi. Whatever I have is only because Ribbono Shel'olam is giving it to me. If anything that I have is not earned by me, it's only given by Ribbono Shel'olam, then as a kli kibul for Ribbono Shel'olam, then ein lecha gadol mizeh. So the mahalach of when it says a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself said, let him come to me and become a broken, let him come brokenhearted to me, and I'll be mekabel the tshuva, that means, because it's that mahalach. So we have four mahalachim over here, and it's not a game, just kind of, you know, so Chazal and this, and it's, we're not discussing the politics of how it works in Shemayim. It depends a lot on the person's own attitude and hakara. To get to that fourth madrega requires an understanding. You have to live like that. That has to be your attitude. So let's go back over every person who's doing what he's supposed to do. The lowest level of it is, I'm trying to be a good person, a great person, a fantastic person, and I messed up. If my whole perspective on my doing right is who I am and what I am, so you messed up, that's it. If I don't understand that it's a slow progress and messing up is part of it, then I am not going to be able to move forward. The first dagger where Torah says a person can do a tikkun is only if a person understands. So even when a person, what's my attitude when I am successful, when I do what's right? If my attitude is down deep in my heart, I'm great, and that's it, then I'm not living the world of tikkun. If I understand it's a long haul, and I can't be comfortable with myself or confident with myself because life is long and it's each step of the way is step back, a step frontwards, then I dehear Torah as a tikkun, and it's impossible to be in that world. But that itself, that's limited. The real Eitzah is that when I understand myself as being kol kulay a vehicle for Ribbono Shel Olam, it has to be an honest cheshbon hanefesh. In other words, when I have the ability to do something, and I can do something that will make me look good, or do something that rolls up my sleeves and do something for somebody. The person rolls up his sleeves and he teaches somebody that doesn't bring great glory, just a random person who needed help with something. If the person dehears himself in those terms, then there's the makom for tshuva. Tshuva itself, revolver writes in a place, an extraordinary analysis. When a person does something that's wrong and he feels embarrassed or ashamed, what is he embarrassed or ashamed about? Sometimes about himself. I thought I could present myself as a big tzaddik and look what they write about me in the newspaper. So my reputation is spoiled and I can't present myself as the tzaddik I'd like to be. So that has nothing to do really with tshuva. If I'm thinking in terms of Ribbono Shel Olam, that I've destroyed the ability to bring about your hashpah to the bria, however you want to say, if it's about Ribbono Shel Olam, then that's called a lev nishba v'nitka. That's called that the person, and then the person makes up a kli kibul. It becomes a chetimtza. The me'onu mechayinu becomes a chetimtza for a person being a kli kibul, like a pipe for Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's not just, in other words, Chazal are not just describing the wonderful system of tshuva, and that's it. We wouldn't need this whole discussion because it's not giving you anything. This discussion is relevant every minute because these svarim exist. Mishlei exists, Yecheskel exists, and Tilim exists, and so on. This is the matziv depending on where a person is. If a person is approaching it mitzad himself, it's one mahalach. If a person is approaching mitzad Ribbono Shel Olam, so the brokenheartedness for tshuva comes because the person feels I'm a broken vessel and I can't I can't do what I'm supposed to do. Then the person expresses a kirva to Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's give an example that we can sort of get a feel for it. A person fails at something that he wanted to do. So a lot of times it's a sense of failure as a person, my ego, myself, and so on. Let's say a person wanted to do something for a child or for a parent, and he wasn't matzliach. There's a sense I failed you. I was going to do it for you. It's my kol chefetz nafshi was to do it for you, and I haven't been able to do it for you. That's a very different type of a sense of failure. So when a person has that, then a person becomes close to Ribbono Shel Olam through that. When a person looks at the mirror and he's worried about his own image, I don't get close to Ribbono Shel Olam because of that. I mean, yes, because I know it's chashuv to be close to Ribbono Shel Olam, and this type of activity will further me from it. So I'm no longer as chashuv as I could have been. It's about me, not about Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though Ribbono Shel Olam is a chetimtza for me to be chashuv. If I'd be a spitz lamdin, everybody would think I'm gefaldik, because I am a ben Torah, and I do think that that's the only thing that's chashuv. And now that I'm not such a spitz lamdin, I'm not. So that's too about yourself. It's nice that you're thinking about being a lamdin versus being wealthy versus being strong. But b'chol eifin, it's just that. But when a person is mitztayer on the care of Ribbono Shel Olam, then the tsar itself is his chibur and dibuk to Ribbono Shel Olam. I wished I could have done something so that I could be close to you. That's a chibur in a dibuk. And it's an extraordinary nekuda. When a person there has it that way, that if I would have been different, I could have been mizdamik to you. I could have been married to you. And just, you know, I messed up and now I don't have that. Then that itself becomes the biggest, that type of tsar, of shviras alev, that's all the karban is put together. Every karban is a sacrifice and a kiruv, a closeness. That becomes that mahalak. So kaponim, the maral went through the different inyanim over here of that chazal, and we saw these are four different aspects. There's the aspect of chokhma, which is the thing chabatzmoy, Torah, which is a tikkun. Nevuah is like that's the gabe of the king. The navi is the one who most sharply says this clear is not worthy for the king. The gabe is the one that's in charge of the covet of the king, and that's why nevuah says tamus. But when a person comes b'toyras kli to the melech himself, for the melech a kli is like attempted to drink something, and something that's kuloi kli kibul, kuloi no self and kuloi masa for the utility shaboy, that becomes the closest is dapkus. So Bezras Hashem, another 2 days, another 2 nights, and Bezras Hashem will be there, understanding that if a person tshuva itself, if it's focused properly, that mahalach itself becomes the dibuk. When a person feels I could have been so close to you had I done things differently, if that's really the motive, then the tsar itself and the achna itself becomes the chibur, the dibuk to Rabbi Shalom.
How are you?